Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time with me, Alex Mearns, and my co-presenter, Ryan Elliott. We are going to be discussing Pep Guardiola, and he's obviously, everyone's heard the news, he's taken over at Manchester City Football Club next season. He will be replacing Manuel Pellegrini. And we're going to discuss what we think's going to happen to City, who are coming in, who are coming out, what type of football he's going to play, and what he will bring to the Premier League, which has been missing. Because as we've said on a lot of the podcasts, we feel like the standard of the Premier League is a bit lower than La Liga and the Bundesliga, as seen in the results in the Champions League. So Ryan's here, and he's going to discuss, should we start with who you think will be going out? Let's start negatively, people like that.
Yes, let's first think about what Guardiola would want to bring in. That would be youth, players that fit into his system, players that work hard. He wants players only to think about the club and to think about the next coming game. Now, you look at a player who's starting to show his age, Yaya Toure. Mm. You've got to think he'll be on the move soon. Regardless of whether Pep would have came in or not, you'd have to feel Toure would be moving on to his last big contract elsewhere this summer. So he's been linked with a move to China. The reported offer is $25 million a year for Yaya Toure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw yesterday, Jackson Martinez.
Yes, I saw.
Was it 48 million euros? Yaya Toure could be next. We know he's a man of money. You know, he's on £200,000 a week at City anyway. I would expect to see him leaving and freeing up some of that wage budget for new players.
And recently, with Yaya Toure's performances, because I've been one of them critics where you do see him in games very lethargic. Seems like he's strolling around, but he does just get the ball and he puts it bins and he wins games. So you couldn't have a go at him. Until I'd say this point now, where it's kind of you've just got to look to the future, because I think a massive pointer for if he is going was semi-final of the League Cup against Everton at home, 60th minute. Yaya Toure gets substituted for Kevin De Bruyne. And you know what I thought? Yaya didn't throw up his arms.
Yeah.
He didn't complain at the manager.
Absolutely.
He just walked off, sat down, and after that, the last 30 minutes, it was the Kevin De Bruyne show until he got injured.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe finally his mentality going where, you know what, I might look like I don't care now, but I actually don't care now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Guardiola doesn't stand for toxic players. Mm. You spoke about Ronaldinho. Deco went. He fell out with Ibrahimovic in the end and they wouldn't talk to each other. Yaya Toure's attitude isn't great. Honestly,
let's give him his due.
Yes.
He's been one of the greatest goal scorers in the Premier League history from centre mid.
Yes.
I think what we're trying to say is His energy, not his energy gives off his personality. I don't think that's a problem. The energy in training, in match, is that what you said?
Yes. Look, we can't overlook what Yaya Toure's done.
Yeah.
He's been magnificent. And if you look at when the Manchester City project first started, he was a key target. He came in and a lot of people thought, why are they paying that much money for a midfielder that doesn't actually do that much, supposedly?
Centre-back. He played a lot of centre-back, didn't he?
Yes. And if you look at what he brings, I mean, as a Sunderland fan, I was there in the Capital One Cup final a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
Now, we were 1-0 up at half-time. Yaya Toure thought, you know what, I quite fancy this cup.
Yeah.
And he's just first time clipped this ball in the top corner. And you could probably give your eye or Joe Bloggs 200 chances to even hit the target.
It was the whip on it. It's
moments like that. Yaya Toure will be remembered as a great Premier League player, one of Manchester City's finest ever talents. But he's starting to look over the hill. His attitude's questionable. He doesn't work hard for the team.
Yeah.
All those things point towards Guardiola not wanting him around when he does take over. And when you consider the wage he is on as well, that is a large wage to have on the wage bill for a player that couldn't be in the first team every week, surely.
Agreed. And it's a wage which could free up a massive move.
Yes.
For a player that City haven't got yet. I'm thinking Pogba.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. So we've discussed kind of player going out. We think a few others, maybe Navas, Boney might be shown the exit door. But something I touched on in the other podcast is who's going to shine under Pep, because we all believe that it's going to be a success story because City are already successful now and then they're getting one of the greatest managers of all time. So who is going to shine that's in the squad already, and who can you see coming in to shine as well?
Looking at what's available at Manchester City already, they should be doing better in Europe and they should be walking this title this year. They've got some outrageous talent that everyone looks upon with envy. And if you look at one player I want to look at first, Raheem Sterling. If you look at when Guardiola first took over at Barcelona, he promoted a very young winger called Pedro from Barcelona B that no one had heard of. Very good with the ball, very good off the ball with his movement, very agile, always works hard for the team. Now, Sterling is almost a carbon copy in a way of Pedro.
I agree.
I would argue Sterling has the potential to be a better player than Pedro. Obviously, Pedro's scoring record at Barcelona was fantastic. He gave a lot to the team. But with Guardiola, I think he'll be looking at Raheem Sterling probably on the left wing, looking to provide and to make good runs off the ball and to work very hard when Manchester City don't have the ball as well. He could be a real gem for Guardiola, given his age as well. And looking at another one of Manchester City's, well, possibly Manchester City's finest ever player, if you're taking Sergio Aguero out of the equation, David Silva. 30 years of age.
The wizard.
Hasn't slowed down. He is a wizard. He's magnificent. Yeah. Wonderful left foot. Now, if you're looking for players to keep the ball taken over, to make little triangles, recycle possession, looking for openings and probing when them openings do come about, David Silva is
He's
your
the man, isn't he?
Fantastic. And you've got to think Guardiola will be looking to build some sort of team around David Silva in the central role that we all love him in rather than being out wide.
I completely agree. As I've said in the other podcast, Ryan is a journalist and he's kind of done a bit of digging and found out that Pep, in the summer that Manchester City bought Kevin De Bruyne, Pep was after him at Bayern.
Absolutely. Well, the way the transfers work for Pep at Bayern is he gives a list of players or he approaches the board of directors about a player that he wants. It doesn't mean he gets them. Pep does not handle transfers at Bayern Munich. What he does do is say to the board, right, please can you get me, for example, Kevin De Bruyne? Now, Bayern will not spend more than they make as a club. It's their philosophy. They want to be efficient. So he says, can I have Kevin De Bruyne? Only Manchester City are willing to match the £54 million valuation. Pep doesn't get his man the same way he didn't get Neymar from Santos when he wanted him.
That's true. So we've kind of digged to see who is going to be who we think is going to be successful. And finally, a man who has been linked to go to City in recent years, Jack Wilshere. Would Pep think about bringing him in?
You would think not. I mean, if you look a while back, it circulated quite heavily that Guardiola had some strong words regarding Jack Wilshere.
Really?
Now, Ramsey seems the more likely candidate, given he's probably a better player.
He's fitter.
Yeah, he's much fitter, and you could probably get 30 games a season out of him, whereas Wilshere, he gets a very good 10 games, but, you know, that's not enough. Now, we've actually got a quote here from Pep Guardiola on Jack Wilshere when Wilshere first burst onto the scene, and us English were going absolutely mental. We've got the next Paul Gascoigne sat here. Now, what Pep said on him is, Wilshere is good, but nothing special. We have hundreds of him in Spain. He's overhyped because he's English. That is all. So
it's
I don't
pretty
think we'll
damning.
Be, yeah, we won't be seeing him at the Etihad anytime soon. I'm absolutely certain.
Well, I don't think we'll be seeing him at the Emirates either.
Yeah, very
never,
true.
He
very
never
true.
Plays. So that's it. That's kind of our thoughts of what Pep is going to bring to the Premier League, what he's going to bring to Manchester City. And honestly, it feels like already football fans are waiting for the season to be over.
Yes.
We kind of want to know who's going to win the title because it's up for grabs with Leicester, City and Arsenal. But it seems all about next season already. So it's really exciting. I hope you've been enjoying what we've had to say. If you disagree, if you think we're absolutely, totally wrong, if you think Jack Wilshere would be the perfect man to start afresh at Manchester City, then just get involved. It's at the Football Hour. And tweet us, disagree, shout at us, because we'll be able to respond to you.